How can Wrangell enhance small mill operators and better support other forest-related jobs? That's what local groups are hoping to find out at a small mill timber summit scheduled for next week. Organizers include Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, City and Borough Economic Development Committee, the U.S. Forest Service, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and the Wrangell Resource Council. Organizers plan to discuss how mills could affect Wrangell's economy and the possibility of job creation. Local small mill owner Mike Allen Jr. said when the mill shut down 20 years ago, a lot of jobs were lost, and he hopes the summit will bring attention to the small mill industry here in Wrangell.
Even being in business for 5 years, there's still a lot of people that, geez, I didn't know there was a mill on this island, really?
Allen says value could be added to his timber products if he had the necessary equipment to process locally.
I saw logs into lumber, and 95% of my wood goes out of state or to trail building projects and stuff like that, where if I had a dry kiln and a molder, I could process more and add more value to here and create more jobs.
Allen hopes the summit spurs ideas of how to acquire the funding for new equipment. Jeremy Maxson is an organizer for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and says grant opportunities is a definite possibility for small mill owners.
It's possible that it could be done either through private financing, or it could be something where we look at a community type model where, we have a community kiln that small operators can collectively share.
Maxson says he's interested in how we can create a sustainable timber industry in Wrangell for the long term.
How do we not look at the next 10 years? How do we look at the next 50 years and make sure that operators like, you know, Mike Allen, for instance, or new operators can build a business here that is going to last for the long term and not just something that kind of ebbs and flows with these large scale sales that may or may not come on.
At the summit, Maxson says there will be speakers from other communities to discuss how small mills have worked for them. One in particular is Karen Peterson from Prince of Wales, who Maxson says will share a great deal of knowledge about small mill operations.
And she has quite a bit of experience with what has worked over there, what hasn't worked, and will be able to provide our operators and our community leaders and the public with, you know, that perspective, which is really valuable, not to recreate the wheel. Learn from others' lessons and mistakes and successes and apply those here.
Julie Decker is a member of the Wrangell Economic Development Committee and said she is interested to see how Wrangell can benefit from the potential 10-year Wrangell timber sale and the challenges mill operators currently have and what changes might help those challenges.
So hopefully by the end of the day, we may see some actionable items that Wrangell as a community might be able to take.
The summit is May 5th and 6th and will begin at 8 a.m. in the Nolan Center. The summit will include a pre-commercial thinning interpretive tour and a visit to Mike Allen Enterprises' 12-mile small mill operation. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.